This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06. It's finally here. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And what a big show today. Lots of racing going along the Gulf Coast. And it's championship night tonight at Tim Bryant's Five Flag Speedway. Now, there's some close races, but then there's a few that it's going to be something special if they can win it. Bomber Sportsman might be taken care of. We'll talk to Tim Bryant here in just a minute. And by the way, they've also got one more race at Mobile International Speedway coming up next Saturday, so we've got lots to talk about there. Hey, thanks for joining us. Last night we were out into the early morning hours with Joe McCardle at Sunny South Raceway. Had, I believe, seven divisions of cars, and then we had some caution laps that we didn't expect, and I tell you what, saw probably one of the most amazing go-kart accidents. These guys had the Senior Pro clones out there. They got together, and this guy flipped out of his cart and caught himself running, lost a shoe, and tumbled and got back up, and he was not hurt. And this happened at about 70 miles an hour. We're going to talk to Joe McCardle about that. Also, the end of the Legends race was something, that's for sure. Red flagged it with two laps to go, called the race, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Jay Wells is going to step in from Deep South Speedway. Season championship decided tonight as well. They've got the Southern Vintage Racing Association back. And these guys do dirt, but they were just at Five Flag Speedway a couple weeks ago, put on a good show. Too. And this is pretty cool. The final episode of CMT's Sweet Home Alabama, well, it's going to be actually filming tonight, and they've got a lot of cool things set up for that. So we'll talk to that, talk to Jay a little bit. Dustin Long also with MRN. Major news, Clint Bowyer sponsor, 5-Hour Energy, if you haven't heard, will stay for next year. Now, what about Martin Truex Jr.? Still not much has changed, and how about Jr. grabbing the pole with a new track record, but guess who's on the outside there? Kenseth. Yeah, the guy's already won two races, so we'll have to get all that in an hour, so we'll see how we do that, okay? Tim Bryant joins us and says, good morning. You're already at the track. You've got, we were just talking off the air, UPS guy, you've got cars already rolling in. This is going to be a big race tonight. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane, and I tell you, after that overview of your show this morning, I certainly understand why you call it Full Throttle.
Yeah, and it doesn't help I'm losing my voice, so we'll see if we make it through tonight, okay?
Well, I tell you, it's a special Saturday here in Pensacola with racing. Our season finale typically held on Saturday night, and it's our Whataburger Night of Champions. We're going to crown five different 2013 champions tonight. Of course, the highlight will be the Alan Turner Tune-Up 100 for Pro Late Models, an awesome field of cars in town practicing last night, so we're expecting one heck of a race.
And this is it until you'll have a practice session, I believe 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, is what I've seen before. I believe that's the 23rd of November when you guys have that season or the Snowball Derby preview, and then it's all time and all business. So really, this is the last time you're going to be able to see the cars out there until we get ready for the Derby.
Well, that's for sure. This is it, and because of that, we're seeing several guys that we've not seen before in town for some actual, real testing under green flag conditions in all divisions. We're seeing some pro trucks. We're expecting a large field of those, the largest field we've had all year here tonight, as the guys are doing their Snowball Derby tune-up, some open-wheel modifieds that we haven't seen before in town practicing last night. And, of course, we've had 30 Pro Late models on ground last night, the largest field of we've ever had for a practice. I know a couple of more coming in today, including Stephen Davis, who's a great story, you know, winning over here last time out. Didn't practice last night. They're coming in tonight, and I guarantee you when he comes through the gate, everybody's going to take note.
He was at Sunny South Raceway with the family. I saw him. So how about that? He's still a racer, and you're right, and this is going to be big night. And, man, to have that kind of car count, why wouldn't you come out tonight? I mean, this is going to be something. You're going to have a long night of racing. And again, you've got to talk about the Night of Champions, because let's go straight into what you guys got. Chuck Corder does great jobs writing on your website, fiveflagspeedway.com. He really puts it in sight. Way out front of the pack, Steve Buttrick. Michael Nelson's already got the bomber division. But last weekend, again, talk about it, the last race, Steve Buttrick had some issues on the front straightaway, really bent up his car, and he says it's ready to go, but what do you think?
Well, I tell you, just when you think it's over, it's not really over. I mean, Steve Buttrick took a hard hit in the points last week, gave Brandon Fowler new life, and guess what? To add drama to that, Steve took a week off work, rebuilt his car totally, came out to test it last night, broke a timing chain on the third lap. If that had happened on the opening laps of tonight's feature, Brandon Fowler probably would get a back-to-back championship. But Steve loaded up his car as diligent as he is, went home, is working on it, and he'll be back tonight to try to get that thing wrapped up, the 2013 championship.
Doing the math, it pretty much would have to be him in last place out of 15 cars and Fowler winning to win the championship. But, boy, it could happen.
Well, I mean, you know, just like I say, something like a broken timing chain after the green flag drops on a first or second lap, and stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our Butler. You pulled it, Bombers. Michael Nelson's had a great year. He started off when he took the the Snowball Derby, and then he's had a great year this year, and pretty much he's walked away with it since Tracy Soles has been having some problems.
Yeah, great story. Michael, of course, won the Snowball last year in the Butler You Pull It Bomber division. He started off a little slow this season, but he's just been a model of consistency, and you know, that's how you win championships. So congratulations to him. It's all a formality tonight. He'll be crowned as champion.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the other class. You know, you got the pro trucks out there, and you talk about seeing these guys. A lot of the people talking on Facebook and everything, I'm seeing a lot of these trucks being built in this area and around the Gulf Coast. So that just means something that started just a couple of years ago or last year with four or five trucks is really starting to blossom, and now they've been added to the Snowball Derby, and this is going to be huge.
Yeah, the truck division looked like it had promise right out of the gate, this year the division has really grown, and of course an epic battle at MIS this year for the championship, of course, with J.J. Day coming out on top of that, and Chopper Stagner was the runner-up, and he's wanting to reverse the roles tonight and clinch the championship, but those guys are all but racing for position. J.J. had an ace in the hole last night as he employed the expertise of Snowball Derby winner Dave Mader III out here helping him set that truck up last night. They made some wholesale changes on it, so he pulled out all the stops trying to take over that points lead from Chopper.
Oh, yeah, and Mader knows how to get around any track, pretty much. So, well, let me ask you now that we've got this all set up, when do the gates open? When can the fans start rolling into the track tonight?
Well, it's, as I say, a little bit different schedule for us over here, being a Saturday, starting a little earlier. We're opening the grandstand gates at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Qualifying will begin at 5:30, and our racing program will start at 7 o'clock. The pits actually open at noon today. The cars will be practicing, you know, during the afternoon, and of course we'll start at 7 o'clock with the open wheel modified championship, a 35 lapper, and we'll follow that with the pro truck championship race. Then comes the Allen Turner Tune-Up 100, then the Sportsman and Bomber Championships following that. And by the way, you mentioned Chuck Corder. You didn't get a chance to see it, a great story this week. Of course, we've got another battle going on for a championship there between young Garrett Jones and Bryce Doulibon.
Oh, yeah.
And Chuck wrote a story about how these guys look up to the veterans like Chase Elliott and Johanna Long, and everyone chuckled about that one.
Wow, how about that? Yeah, the veterans, and they're like, wow, just getting started. You know, and before we shift gears to Mobile International Speedway, we've got to talk about the rescheduled 125-lap event with the Super Series. But I want to ask again, now that the chase is going on with the Cup races, you know, you're starting to get people put in. You know what I'm going with this. Any NASCAR names so far? I'm just thinking Kyle Busch didn't make the chase, and I wonder if he just might not have anything going on that first weekend of December.
Well, no, Kyle Busch is in the chase.
I was thinking Kurt. Okay, my bad. You're right. Yeah, hold on a second. Sorry. You know,
see Kurt, but let me mention this. Kyle Busch, of course, is in the thick of the championship chase, and as a almost regular down here for the last two or three years, I know a lot of area race fans are actually pulling for him to win the Sprint Cup, but. Kyle Busch Motorsports will have a presence here. Bond Suss, the team manager, contacted us yesterday. We're going to call him on Monday. They're entering two cars. Of course, one of them we know is for Eric Jones, who won the Snowball last year after a great battle with Kyle Busch himself. This year, Eric will be actually fielding that number 51 KBM entry here at the Snowball to defend his title. I don't know the driver of the second car yet. It's probably going to be a short track standout. So, but all indications are David Reagan, actually his entry is on file. You know, the Talladega winner will be a welcome addition to the field here. And, you know, we expect one or two more surprises.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure there will be. Well, let's shift gears again. Now, we have a special race again. Now, the rain has just played with us all year long, so let's talk about what you've had to do for the Super Series and racing next Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't ideal, but we've rescheduled the Miller Lite Super Late Model Championship and, of course, the Southern Super Series event for next weekend, next Saturday night. We'll finish the season. It'll be a night of champions of its own at MIS as we'll finish the 2013 season. And, as we get towards fall, Kane, you know, big races pop up everywhere, and drivers have busy schedules, and this was the only weekend that we could actually get. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm a big Bay Fest fan myself. It wasn't ideal for us locals, but in order to get drivers to come in, why, this was the only weekend that we had. So we're going to make the best of it. We're expecting a good field of cars for the race next week. And by the way, we're going to be giving away some Bay Fest tickets for Sunday at Saturday night's races. So I don't know why a guy couldn't just take in the whole thing all weekend.
Well, and the thing is we also want to give you guys a couple of VIP passes for free food and drinks as well for Sunday. So whoever makes this and gets these tickets and everything, going to be really happy. Go get the race again, and you can go see Little Big Town downtown Sunday right there at Mobile. So
that's awesome, and we do appreciate you for that.
Oh, yeah, glad to do it. Well, I know you've got a busy schedule. Gates open at 4, so, Tim, I know we went a little bit long today, but, man, you had so much to cover. Good luck tonight. It's going to be a huge night of racing for you guys in the Whataburger Night Champions.
Thank you so much for the time, and just to reiterate for all our Mobile friends that are coming over to race tonight, the pits open at 12 o'clock, and the local practice sessions will start at 2 o'clock, so it's all afternoon stuff. 7 o'clock start to tonight's races. Thank you again, and have a great day. Good luck to all the other tracks that are racing tonight. It's a great weekend for racing, and Mother Nature's being nice to us.
And it's about time, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway heading out to go get those cars into the pits. Well, let's shift gears. Last night, some amazing racing at the short track of Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle, man, I tell you what, he had a lot of stuff going on with seven divisions. We're going to talk about it next right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we're going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And as you know, Kane Motorsports has teamed up with those guys again this year out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, racing to bring funds and awareness to our friends as volunteer fire department. And there's a lot of them out here in the Gulf Coast that are always at the racetrack and those first responders. Boy, they got a good workout last night at Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle, actually, under the weather. We're going to try to get back with Joe here in the next few minutes, but I bet you he's still getting that beauty sleep, but that's okay. He needs it. That's all right. Now, one guy doesn't need the beauty sleep, and he's got the pipes to prove it, man. I tell you what, Jay Wells, good morning. You're a little early, but we'll take you. How about it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I appreciate you saying I don't need the beauty sleep. Good thing this is radio, man. That's
right.
All I got to say.
And I'm the same way. Man, let's talk about, what you guys got going on tonight. Deep South Speedway, obviously, you know, these are the last few races. This is it tonight for you guys. It's the final championship, and there's only really, I think, one or two championships tonight that have already been decided, and maybe the Bombers, I might be wrong, but I tell you what, one of the closest races, I think, is going to be with Nathan Ingersoll and Kyle Radowski in that open wheel modified race. And I saw last weekend, I happened to be at the casinos, and as we were leaving, well, guess who was coming in? Nathan Ingersoll and his clan of folks. And boy, he was just all excited about it. So I'm going to do what I can to go out there and win and do this, that, and the other, you know. And then, you know how Nathan is. He's always got a grin on.
Nathan excited? No.
No. Even if he's had a bad day, he's always got that crazy little smile. He's like, hey, having a fun. You know, Nathan's one of the coolest guys that you're going to see at the track.
Yeah, he sure is. He always has been. Nathan's been like that for a long time. And that's one of the things that makes him a great driver. And, he and his brother put together a great car all the time with a lot of help from Jerry Shane here in Foley. Shane Heating and Air Conditioning, he supports that car and a lot of other cars. So, Jerry, if you're listening, thanks, man. You've been a great friend to racing around the Gulf Coast for a long, long time, way back from the old L.A. Raceway days. But, that's a 17-point race between Nathan and Kyle, and Kyle's in second. Mm-hmm. He's 98 up over Brian Conway, so that's a little hard to make up, only 100 points up to win a feature event. So, in other words, he'd have to finish, you know, 10, 12 positions ahead. And that's probably not going to happen because I understand Kyle's got a couple tricks up his sleeve for tonight, things that are not at liberty to discuss.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, come on. Hey, nobody's listening. It's just you and me talking.
Yeah, I had heard nobody listens to this show.
So yeah, well, yeah, well, there you go.
Just me and you. No, it's one of those. Kyle's coming loaded for bear. So, Nathan, if you're listening, get ready, buddy, because Kyle is.
And that's a good way to put it. But you know what's cool also is you got the Southern Vintage Racing Association to vintage cars back. A couple of weeks ago, these guys ran on the asphalt, and you could tell these cars were built for dirt. They had some issues, and boy, they looked like legend cars just around those turns sideways and doing what they could. But I'm glad to see them back on their home and on dirt. And if you've never seen these cars, open them up at Deep South Speedway. Man, you got to come check it out.
Yeah, they I guess at Five Flags, I guess they ran on some used modified tires.
Oh, I wondered what. Yeah, so, I wondered. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So it was a little bit tricky there, but yeah, we're glad to welcome the SVRA back to Deep South Speedway. We've had them there several times this year. We love when they show up. They do look somewhat like Legends cars in that they're 1934 Chevy and Ford bodies, but they're actually V8 powered, open wheels, 8-inch tires. So a lot of power, a little bit of tire. And on the dirt, they're just a blast to watch. And
we've got,
I think, a field of somewhere around a dozen coming out tonight.
Wow.
Because, ask why, Kane.
Okay. Well, why do you got 12 cars coming, Jay?
Because this is the largest payout ever in the history of the SVRA. We've got $800 to win.
Wow.
We're paying back deeper in the field than ever before. And we want to thank Able Auto Repair out of Pensacola.
Absolutely.
Also, Deep South Speedway is kicking up a little bit. And a special donor named Santa and Clint Holmes Racing Engines out of Pensacola. All for stepping up and making this purse the biggest ever. And it's drawing a lot of guys. I know Jamie Mazingo is going to be there.
Of course.
A well-known name at Deep South Speedway. Jerry Venable's coming, the president of the association. He was on the pole at Five Flags.
Yeah.
He'll be there. We're not going to see the Wild Child. He's got another commitment this weekend. And, you know, he and I have been talking. He really misses Deep South. That's like his home track.
And he has had a rough start, to be honest. He's up there running the Nationals, Phoenix City, isn't he?
Yeah. And I hated that he's not doing good and that he could have probably won $800 down here. But, you know, hey, good luck, Ricky. You know, I mean, do what you got to do, brother.
That's right.
But, no, we had talked about it. You know, this is a rain-out date. You know, it broke his heart because he loves Deep South and High Banks. But, you know, that's a big deal up there. He had hotel rooms and everything already. So, you know, I don't blame him.
But,
give somebody else a chance to win. Casey Batey is coming. The season points champ, Ben Spears, in the 29 car, he'll be there. We got a big field. And I wish his name escapes me because you called me earlier. I was only awake for 15 seconds before he went on the air. There's a rookie to the series coming. So it's going to be a ball tonight out there at Deep South.
Now, what time does the gates open and everything?
We open up at 4 o'clock. Gates open at 4. Sunset at the Speedway tonight should be somewhere around 6:38, 6:39, so you want to get there early for that. And you'd be sure to claim your seat, bring a lawn chair.
Oh, yeah.
Harris-style seating, if you're not familiar with Deep South Speedway.
Oh, it's probably one of the coolest ways to set up. We love coming to the track. We'll be there tonight, and it's always a lot of fun because, like I said, you've got all the room, and it's hard to describe. It's kind of like platform seating or, like I said, stadium-style seating built into the ground.
Yeah, like steps cut into the bank, I guess you could say. So you have your choice. We have concrete there, and you can sit on the concrete, or you can bring a lawn chair. Just open it up. There's a wide swath, I guess you could call it, of grass, and you can put your lawn chair on that and sit down. And you know, it's a good family atmosphere, and one of the most comfortable ways to watch a race in your own lawn chair. I mean, you know, who does that? Nobody.
That's right. Now, you know, I have a question, actually. I know the street stocks will be there tonight, but I know they're doing some changes with the rules. Talk about the Nesmith street stocks, how the cars are going to be, or if you know, how they're going to be different from this year to next year. Or how's the rule package go?
Well, Dale Fallon's our tech guy, and John Harmon is one of the co-promoters, and Kelly Freeman also really good with engines, me not so much. I know there's some changes to the engines and the transmissions and, you know, that go along with the Neesmith rules, and it's just become a wildly popular series around the Gulf Coast, and a lot of guys have built cars or want to build cars to those specs.
Yeah.
And so Deep South has decided to go ahead and let them run them. And it's a good move because, like I said, there's a lot of them around. And it's kind of like, you know, how when you have like a sanctioning body or something, you know, I mean, it makes things more cohesive. It gives you a target to shoot at. And it takes those gray areas out of racing, which you can never do completely, but it kind of narrows it down a little bit. So it's been a good move.
And technically, that should bring out more cars to each one of these tracks because it's also going to be somewhat of a traveling series as well, right?
Well, they do, yeah. It's complicated, I guess. It's one of them complicated things, Kane. It's not like a traveling show.
Oh, I got you. Just rules like set aside.
Yeah, like a group of rules. I mean, there is a Neesmith late model series that travels around and stuff. And, you know, hopefully they'll get a street stock class traveling around because it's a great set of rules. I mean, our street stock division is a couple of monsters out there.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple good-looking cars out there, too. I think it might be Alan Taylor's 69. He's got, like, neon lights in it, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if it's his or not, but, I mean, it's crazy. The kids love that when he goes out racing. The car glows. I mean...
Yeah, it's Alan in the T69. I don't know. I talked to him a little bit. I'm not sure if he's coming out this week or not. I mean, he's always the rabbit that everybody's hunting for out there. And he was saying something about maybe changing over and, you know, running a little bit of that A word next week.
Uh-oh, asphalt.
I mean, not next week, but next year. So I don't know. They've already started the car or whatever, you know. But not sure if Alan's going to be out there this week or not.
Well, the Bombers, like we kind of said, it's pretty much Richie Brasmer's show. He's pretty much locked up the championship.
Oh, yeah. Big lead in the Bombers for Richie. So congratulations to Richie Brasmer and his team on a points championship this year. 248, I believe, is his lead. So nobody's catching him. But in the Bomber class, though, the battle is for second, third, and fourth. Bobby Crawford is in second, Kyle Kickler in third, Chris Drew in fourth, and Kickler is six behind Crawford, Drew 25 behind Kickler. I mean, 19 behind Kickler, 25 behind Crawford. So we got a good battle shaping up for second, third, and fourth. So if Richie's out there, should be, I mean, you know, just speaking my mentality when I was racing, I got the championship in my pocket, one more race. Checkers or wreckers, maybe
right.
A little payback for some things that happened. Not that I would ever do that.
No, because you don't race that way.
Racers don't do that.
No.
So anyway, you know, checkers or wreckers for Richie and a great battle for second through fourth.
Let's talk about the Stingers really quick. How's the class there? I mean, you've had some pretty big turnouts.
Yeah, the Stinger cars are actually wildly popular, inexpensive, entry-level, four-cylinder, front-wheel drive, basically a stock four-cylinder front-wheel drive car. Brandon Allen's got 96 points over the young lady, Stephanie Carraway. So, you know, a pretty tall order for Stephanie, but, you know, something could happen. Brandon don't make the show, don't make the feature. Stephanie gets out there and wins. She's the champ. So, you know, it could happen. And again, wildly popular, inexpensive, four-cylinders, front-wheel drive. A lot of fun to watch on the dirt.
It's the Saturn class. You might as well call it that. Acura or Saturns, mostly Saturns. Everywhere you go, you see Stingers, you see those guys. And they're starting to run out of Saturns, I've noticed. So you got to get them when you can. You know, you guys have also got something really cool we talked about earlier. You know, Hollywood has become a fan of your track. First of all, yesterday on Facebook, if you look up LA Dirt, they've got the brand new movie trailer out for that movie that was filmed out there earlier. So that's pretty cool stuff. It's starting to get produced out there and out there in the public a little bit more. And then now, tonight, the final episode of CMT's Sweet Home Alabama. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see tonight and what this last episode's about without spoiling it.
Yeah, it's another one of those. You know, you'll have to come to the track and see exactly what's going on. But I mean, basically, this is going to be the second episode of Sweet Home Alabama, and we want to thank Glassman Productions out of Los Angeles for choosing Deep South Speedway again as a location for CMT's hit show. And it's kind of like a redneck dating show reality thing, and guys will compete to win the hand of the girl.
Oh, yeah.
The way I understand it, the winner will have a, let's just say, a special Sweet Home Alabama race that'll be filmed during intermission.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. And then I don't think we're going to have the crowd stick around because we want to, you know, get everybody out of after the racing event is all over. But I believe later on this evening, somewhere on the property in a very honored location at a racetrack is going to be the date. You know, they'll actually film the date, and I think it's probably going to be somewhere near Victory Lane since nobody's listening out there.
Yeah, that's right. It's just you and me talking.
So. Yeah. So just, you know, watch, keep your eyes on CMT. It's available online, the episodes, once they're released. I mean, this one will be on television first, but, you know, there'll be a lot of Deep South Speedway in there, so we would love everybody to come out. Let's show L.A. some hospitality from RLA, some Southern hospitality. Let's show them how to do it right, and, you know, you might wind up on CMT because they will be filming in the grandstands during the events, and they'll also be filming the races.
Oh, see, that's so cool. And again,
get Bug on TV and not on America's Most Wanted this time.
Yeah, that's right. They're doing it right this time. I like that. Well, it's the season championships, again, at Deep South Speedway. It's going to be big. And, Jay, you've done a lot of good at that track. You always sound good up there doing the announcing this year. So we appreciate you guys being a big part of the show. And I'm looking forward to coming out there and playing around a little bit tonight myself.
We're gonna get you up there this time. You're not going to make me stand up there and watch you eat french fries. We're going to put you to work tonight, buddy.
Well,
I look forward to working with you and everybody come out seeing you and me and the Speedway. If they've never been to the Speedway, take $10 worth of change out of the couch. That's all it is for general admission. The 12 and under are free. So, and we don't care how many of you bring, especially tonight. You know, go rent a bus, load up the grandkids, get the kids from the neighborhood, and bring them on out.
Yeah, that sounds like the plan. Well, we can't wait to see you out there early tonight, Jay. Enjoy, get you a couple hours of sleep, brother, and we'll see you at the dirt track.
That's the plan. Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Again, Jay Wells getting ready for a big night, and I'll be out there too later. Deep South Speedway, and again, it's going to be a lot of fun. More to continue. Again, we'll try Joe McArdle just one more time, and if not, well, we've got so much to talk about with Dustin Long from MRN. He's at the Monster Mile, and it's all coming up next. The show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, and thank you so much to the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway. Remember, they've got their Night of Champions coming up next Saturday, and we're going to have Bayfest tickets and VIP passes to give away Saturday night for Sunday's performance, including a little big town. Going to be downtown Mobile. You can check that out. Sunny South Raceway. Again, Joe McArdle had a busy night last night. A little under the weather. Weren't going to be able to get with him today, I'm afraid. So we wish Joe to get healthy and better. Now, they have a special big race coming up next week. And also October 4th and 5th, that'll be the last race of the season out at Sunny South Raceway. It's the Pro Challenge Cars and Trucks, and they're having their national event. Now, we'll be on the show live Saturday morning. We'll be able to talk a little bit about what's going on. So, again, we wish Joe the best of luck. But also, thank you to Deep South Speedway. Jay Wells, you just heard it again. They got a big night of championships there. The Southern Vintage Racing Season Racing Association is going to be there in the final episode of CMT Sweet Home Alabama. So that's going to be pretty cool. And a guy who's already at work this morning at the track, well, Dustin Long with MRN, he's been busy, he's at the Monster Mile, and again, Dustin, it's been a great start so far to the chase, and more continues, and we're just glad to have you on this early hour this morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. Now, I know that a lot of times when you get to the track early, you might see some things that you usually wouldn't see. Maybe you see some fans that are kind of strange doing something different. Maybe you find a driver doing something to entertain the fans. What was Clint Bowyer doing this morning?
Clint Bowyer was leading some fans in yoga.
In yoga? Are you serious?
And I don't know if I will be able to erase that memory.
Oh, my gosh.
And I may need counseling, and I may need several sessions, and I've got to see if my work, if I can get my job to pay for this.
Hey, MRN, are you listening? Yeah, Dustin's been blinded. What was he? Boy, he must be feeling good because, you know, to be honest, to get serious, you know, Clint Bowyer, big news yesterday, 5-Hour Energy has decided to stay with him in a contract for next year. So maybe that's how he's getting rid of that extra stress, that karma. Is that what it is?
Well, it actually was. It was an event related with the 5-Hour Energy, and for those, you know, breast cancer, you know, living with breast cancer or breast cancer survivors and things, and people who support that such a group. So I mean, it was certainly a very worthwhile effort, and there was a yoga instructor there, and Clint was up there beside her, and trying to mimic some of the things that she was doing, was not doing quite as well, and kind of telling more like jokes and laughing when he was supposed to be calm at times. But, you know, he went through it, and, you know, he kind of joked he lost his man card, but, you know, I think, you know, some people will look at him in a different light in that sense. But, yeah, certainly been a very stressful few weeks for Clint. Jimmy Johnson even mentioned that the other day. Lots certainly on Clint's shoulders, and since Richmond and the incidents there, and you know, talking to Dale Jr. earlier this week, I mean, he says, you know, Clint, it's weighing on Clint, and he knows that for a fact. He talked to Clint about it, so you know, it's certainly not been an easy few weeks since Richmond for Clint, and they don't do as well in the chase, and they're about a full race back, so it's you know, yes, there's still eight races to go, but, you know, he made the comment this morning. It's like, look, if it was how we were running a month ago, you know, I feel like we could make up some points, but, you know, we haven't run as well lately the last few weeks, and that's a little bit of a concern. So we'll see if they get things turned around in practice today and then in tomorrow's race here at Dover International Speedway.
Well, how does Clint look so far?
I mean, you know, he looked as good as he could in the yoga.
No kidding. Well, let's talk about his teammate, Martin Truex Jr. Still no real, no news. You know, there's been some speculation. You know, I know Front Row Racing has a seat available. Maybe, you know, I've heard rumblings that Napa will stay with Martin Truex, and maybe even head over to a different team. Gibbs, I've heard. I mean, what?
I know there was a report earlier this week that Napa might not be returning to the sport next year, so. If that happens, that would, you know, that would probably lead to Truex having to go someplace with a sponsor. Obviously, the only team out there right now that kind of fit that bill, at least we're aware of, is Furniture Row. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he did have a little bit of good news this week. Found out that with the way his wrist is healing with the broken bones there, that it looks like he will not have to have any surgery after the season. So. He's like, look, any kind of good news is good news right now with what he's gone through. So he feels good about that. And, I mean, he's got a different cast on. It's a little bit stronger cast. He basically tears up the cast each race and has to get a new cast put on it. So I think last week it was yellow. This week first week it was blue, then it was yellow. Now I think this week is black, and it's a stronger cast. So we'll see how he gets through 400 laps at Dover on Sunday.
Well, you know, you talk about surgery after the season, and, you know, one story I saw this morning was about Hamlin and some of the new different kind of things he's doing for pain on his back and trying to do some different kind of things, including injections. Can you get into a little bit of the details of what he's trying to do to avoid that surgery?
Well, I mean, you're just trying to do anything, you know, for his sake. You're just trying to do anything you can to avoid back surgery, because anybody who's had back surgery knows that's the last thing you want to do. Mm-hmm. And even if you do it in the off season. While you still got a little bit of time to rest and recover, I mean, you're still not going to be, you know, full 100% probably by the time Daytona comes by. So, you know, he's just trying to do what he can. It's a smart move to see if he can't, you know, see this different type of treatment helps him. And if it doesn't, then, you know, then he does have to do the back, you know, may have to do the back surgery. So we'll just kind of see how that goes, how his back responds to the treatment, and how he feels as he gets closer to the end of the season.
Man, well, I know we've got a lot more to continue. Hang on the line here just a minute, Dustin. Dustin Long with MRN, still going to talk about Junior's pole win. And how about this, a new track record pretty quick. Hang on, more NASCAR around the corner. Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, the season finale, the Whataburger Champion Night. Man, it's going to be good with all the divisions they've got there. 30 Prolate models practicing last night. That is ready for the Snowball Derby. It's going to be huge. This is the last time you'll be able to see those cars out on the track. FiveFlagSpeedway.com. Deep South Speedway, they're doing it in the dirt again for the final night as well. And we want to thank Mobile Regional Airport also with new nonstop flights to Chicago through United. And if you've never spent winter in Chicago, Yeah, I don't know if you still want to go up there.
It's cold.
Well, I tell you what, not cold today. This morning, talking with Dustin Long for another few minutes as we're getting ready to wrap up the show. And he is live at the Monster Mile. And Dustin Long, not hard to find. He's on MRN. He travels all over the country with NASCAR, and he's been doing this for several years. And as we were just going to the break, I was getting ready to bring up Junior grabbing the pole and finally with a new track record. This has got to give him some oomph getting into this race.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's he won a pole earlier this year, and this is the first time since 2002 that Dale Jr. has won multiple poles in the same season. The challenge for him, and he admits it, is that the concrete track and trying to find the right adjustments for the car. He says he likes Dover, but he just really wishes it was an asphalt track just to give it a more truer indication, a truer feel for him about what the car is doing, what the car needs to have done as he thinks ahead further into the race. So, obviously every driver is different. Some don't, some love the concrete. Some don't like it as well. And obviously Junior's won here before, so he can win here again, obviously. Yeah. But, this is not one of the easier tracks, we'll almost put it that way. So,
great starting qualifying.
Spot. Well, a great starting spot. And he says, look, since last year, crew chief Steve Letarte put more emphasis on qualifying. That's carried over to this year, and he says, the more and more time together, it feels like they're working better and better, and unload off the truck fast, and this is what they get. So this is the reward. It doesn't help them that starting next to them is going to be the series points leader, Matt Kenseth. I mean, now realistically, Junior's so far back that mathematically he's still in the chase. Let's be honest, but realistically. No, he's not going to win the championship. And he says, look, he's like, he's talking to the media the other day. He's like, look, I'm not going to come up with some formula where we've got to come up with to figure out how to win this championship. He's like, look, I want to win races. I haven't won a race yet. He's like, I want to win races because this is a team that's good enough that should be winning races. And I'd be disappointed if we didn't win a race this by the end of the season. So he says, look, if we win races, then the points will take care of himself. But he's in a position, hey, it's just race or go home. I mean, and that's what every racer wants, to be in that position. And he doesn't have to worry about points. He doesn't have to protect positions. He can just go out and do it. So we'll see what happens in the next eight races.
Can you touch base on Kenseth a little bit? What a great year he's had. And again, he's looking for a record. This would be if he wins today, three wins in a row. Great way to start the chase. He's got to be your favorite. And I saw an article on MRN. Is it a three-man chase?
Well, I that was a question I asked Greg Biffle on Thursday at an appearance at Dover Air Force Base, and he says for the people who are saying that it's a three-man race, they're stupid.
Ooh.
And his word was stupid. So he's like, look, I'm not saying that I'm a championship contender. I mean, he's fifth in the points, but he's far back. But he says, look, there's so much that can happen. You look at the issues that the Toyota teams, Kenseth and Kyle, have had this year with engines and times.
Yeah.
Talladega's still ahead on the schedule. He's like, to say it's a three-man race is too early.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, though, certainly a lot of people are looking at it as a three-man race. Kenseth, Kyle, and Johnson are separated from the field. This is a track here at Dover that all three are usually very strong at, especially Kyle and Jimmy. Kenseth was pretty good here in the spring and in June, and then had some engine issues here. So did not have the finish. He certainly won, but certainly ran well. So if things hold the form, it wouldn't be surprising to see Johnson, Kyle, and Kenseth all running in the top five on Sunday. If that's where they finish, you're just not going to gain any points on them. Now, if something happens, and this is a track where some things can happen, somebody gets out of shape, and there's not as much room at this track, so it's easy to get collected in somebody else's mistake, or if you have engine failures like Kenseth did here previously, it can tighten up the points rate. So, I mean, look, if you're going to run these races on paper, yeah, it's a three-man race, and you probably pick your champion, but you know what? They don't run these races on paper, so anything can happen out here. We'll see what happens.
Well,
maybe it holds the form, or maybe there's chaos. Was it in the America's Cup sailing? Nobody expected the U.S. to come back from that huge deficit. Look at what they did.
That's true. That's true. Nationwide starts today on ESPN2 at 2:30. How does the race rate up there? I mean, anything looks to stand out? Anything special in this race?
Well, Regan Smith was fastest in practice yesterday. Brian Scott was second, Joey Logano third, Austin Dillon fourth, Alex Bowman fifth, and Kyle Busch sixth. Brian Scott second fastest in practice yesterday, or earlier announced that he'll drive a Cup car, make his Cup debut at Charlotte next month in the number 33 car, which has ties to Richard Childress Racing. He's hoping to do maybe another couple more at the end of this year, and then he'll do a full nationwide schedule again next season. And the plan is to do about five nationwide races, five Cup races next year. So Brian Scott kind of dipping his toe into the Cup pool, and we'll see what happens. Certainly, he's had his ups and downs. Certainly was dominant at Richmond a few weeks ago, trying to win that race with leading every lap, and then lost the lead on a couple of restarts at the end.
Yeah.
And we'll see if he can pick back up.
Well, I know you're going to be busy today in the Monster Miles, always keeping the drivers and, of course, you sports fellas all busy. How do we keep track of you at the track?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and also on our website, MRN.com. We redesigned it about a week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So go to MRN.com and check us out.
Now, you're on Twitter, and did you tweet out a couple of those pictures of Clint Bowyer doing his yoga?
Yeah, you bet. You have to go to my Twitter feed and look at them.
There you go. So if you want to see it. Well, Dustin, we appreciate you coming on board again this morning, taking a little extra time with us, really hitting on what's going on with the NASCAR on all cylinders. So we appreciate it. Have a good rest of the weekend, my friend.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, there you go. That's Dustin Long with MRN. And again, he is always so professional, and he's always so busy to take an early morning at the track and spend time with us is always just very very pleasant, I think. So we appreciate him. That's going to do it for today's show. It's been a good one. Tim Bryant again, championships decided tonight. It's going to be a night of champions at Five Flag Speedway. Remember, the gates open at, I believe he said it was a little earlier there, noon for the guys who are going to be practicing and getting set up and ready to go. Joe McCardle again had a great night last night. Don't forget, the last race of the season going to be set up and ready to go over at Sunny South Raceway October 4th and 5th. So we're going to go and talk with him next week. And Jay Wells, I'll see you in the next few hours at Deep South Speedway. Season championships decided, the Southern Vintage Racing Association, and the final episode of CMT's Sweet Home Alabama for the season is going to be filmed tonight. There's so much racing along the Gulf Coast. I hope you get to catch a little bit of it. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Get feeling better. I know Dustin Long was under the weather. Joe McCardle, and I'm trying to save my voice as well. If you've got a little bit of that funk, just hang in there. Pray for you. And again, we'll see you next weekend.